Well, this morning we're visiting with another of the Scrooge candidates. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce has that Scrooge contest going on again here this year that they're helping to sponsor. It's giving folks an opportunity to raise some money and funds for the Atlantic Food Pantry and to have a little friendly competition between four Scrooge contestants. We visited with Cheryl Dusenberry and Dr. Chet Manili already. Today it's Ed Hamilton's turn. He's in the air chair here. How are you?
Pretty good today.
Good. Thanks for coming in. How did you take that news when they called and asked if you'd like to participate?
Well, actually, my wife asked me because she works at Rex Pharmacy, and one of the gals there helps with the Scrooge contestants, so I guess I could hardly say no.
A little peer pressure there.
Yeah.
Right from the house. Very good. Well, did you know a lot about the needs of the food pantry and some of the things that go on there before you got involved?
Yeah, I see them lined up every Thursday, you know, getting in line to get their food, you know. So it's a good cause, so well worth doing.
Yeah, because they are out closer to your location now, yep. Too, with the move that they've had here in the last several months out to the southwest part of town. But, on Thursdays it's real easy to see the need there. But have you learned a lot more about it since you've gotten involved here?
Oh, some. You know, pretty well. I knew the Coopers good that ran it years ago, so kind of knew stuff about it that way.
Yeah. Well, I think we've all learned a little bit more, you know, especially during COVID.
Yeah.
We knew there was need, but it was really kind of amplified then. And there's been so much more done since then to help. And we really have a good chunk of volunteers that work with the food pantry, it seems.
Yeah, they keep pretty busy up there. I can't imagine how many hours they put in.
Yeah, a lot of work. Well, the goal of this contest is to have a little fun, but also to raise the awareness and to raise that money and funds and things for the food pantry. So everybody's got their different way of doing it. How is Ed Hamilton attacking this?
Well, of course, we got our boxes out and our donation cans at different locations. We're going to be working at the Pizza Ranch tomorrow from 5 to 8, bussing tables, so 10% of the profit goes to this charity.
Now that's this week on Wednesday night.
Tomorrow, yep.
Okay, so an opportunity for folks to be able to stop by and help out there. Yep. Well, that's kind of nice because Dean Junker out at the Pizza Ranch is a Scrooge contest too, so he's giving you a chance?
Yeah, he's giving us a chance, and then we're going to do it the next Wednesday for him. So we're just working together.
Yeah.
It's all for a good cause, so.
Yeah, it's all friendly competition.
Yep. Where
it would be kind of fun to ride on the truck, but still, at the end of the day, it's all about the food pantry.
I've got a daughter that's come and due the first week of December, so I might not be able to ride even if I win. So.
Well, that's a better deal, actually.
Yep.
That's a lot better deal. So you've got so folks can stop by your place.
Yep. Stop at Ed's Lawn Equipment or Rex Pharmacy. We've got raffling off a snowblower, $20 a ticket for a snowblower at them two locations. Of course, you can drop off your food or cash donation there. And we're in Fairway, Olson's VP, and the credit union.
Okay. So lots of different places folks can kind of run in there. It's easiest to do like money or a check or something like that, to do cash type donations. But are you doing any food donations then,
too?
Yeah,
we've got... Yeah, I've got a box at work that's pretty good size already, so it's working.
It's getting full?
You get more points, it's getting full, but we'll get more points from cash, actually.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody knows it's a little easier for the food pantry to deal with cash. They like the non-perishable food items, whether they're canned or boxed, but, you know, cash allows them to fill those needs that come up.
Yeah, they know exactly what they need.
And they could be able to do what they want with that. And it's a lot easier to transfer money that way, too. It's a lot easier for you guys instead of having giant boxes of cans.
I'm not looking forward to counting all that change, though.
That's a part of the job, pal. You agreed to that, right?
Yeah. I guess so.
Yeah. Hey, talk a little bit about you've gotten together with these other contestants, too, these other folks that are Scrooge contestants, Cheryl and Dean and Chet. Talk a little bit about that. Did you know them all pretty well before this?
Cheryl's the only one I really don't know. Chet is actually my dentist, so I donated to him here last spring for some new teeth. So, and Dean's a good friend of mine. I actually help him fix loan him some tools to get the Pizza Ranch going. So, and I've known him for a long time. So,
very good. So you do all work together pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very good. With the food pantry situation as it is, I mean, always looking for extras. I know they raised some good money in the last few years doing this. Yeah. Do you have a goal set at all of what you'd like to see total?
I really don't know what to expect, you know.
Yeah.
I think I've got one sponsor that's given us $1,000.
Oh, wow.
So it's all for the better, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's...
You know, I'm not really worried about winning, just helping the people out.
Just helping folks out.
There's getting to be more and more of them that need it, it seems like.
Yeah. Do you think that, for you, is this important to be a part like this of a local community? If you're going to live and work in a local community,
yeah.
You kind of get involved like this?
Yeah, this community seems to be getting smaller, too, so we need to help everybody out and get it going.
Folks need to step up and do what they can to help raise awareness and mm-hmm. Of course, raise those funds and things, too. I know Eleanor Hoover's family, Jackie Sampson, mm-hmm. and the others. There's a group, actually, of them, the sisters, the Jackie and her sisters that are involved. Karen Miller is involved in helping to organize all this, too.
Yeah, she's the one that got me snagged.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Did they have to put a full-court press on you to get you going? But
not really.
Yeah. No, easy does it that way.
Yeah.
All right, very good. Well, the Lighted Christmas Parade is kind of the goal. That's coming up on December the 2nd, 6 mm-hmm. p.m. through downtown Atlantic. It's a lighted parade. It's fun if you haven't been through and seen that before. Hopefully the weather is nice for that. We don't mind a little Christmassy weather at that time, but we don't want it so cold and windy that folks can't come out.
Right.
But the goal is to be the Grand Marshal in that Lighted Christmas Parade, and that's what the Scrooge Contest is all about here, too. You mentioned earlier the cash donations are worth 5 points for every dollar.
Yep.
And then any non-perishable items that are donated. I always say food items, but it's not just food items. It's other stuff, too, because the food
yeah.
pantry has a list of things that they
right.
really need. Sometimes it's not just food. But any of those donations are worth a point each per item. So that's how you can get the donations going to help out these local contestants and things. So very good. Lots of good stuff going on there and lots of opportunity for folks to be able to raise. Again, Ed, where do you have your collection areas?
It'd be Ed's Lawn Equipment, of
right.
course, Rex Pharmacy, Fairway, and the Olson's VP, mm-hmm. and the Credit Union.
Okay, so they can just look for those containers at any
yep.
of those spots, make those donations. And that deadline's coming up when? It's...
Around the 21st.
The 20th, 21st. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So it's not too far down the road. All right, very good. Well, we've gotten to talk, as I said, to Cheryl. We've gotten to talk to Chet, and now we're visiting with Ed. So we've had a chance to visit with three of the four contestants. Dean's yet to go. We'll get him in here pretty soon, too. Good luck to all of you.
All right. Thank you. Everybody keeps telling me I'll be a good Scrooge. So
I hope they mean that in a nice way.
You know. That's the way it goes.
All right. Ed
Thank
Hamilton.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming by.